Okay, so today's Mem Aleph. We're on the bottom of Mem and Beis by Igud Amri. Again, the Gemara is discussing what the difference is between, what the machlokas as to what are novlos. We had said that everyone agreed that novlos are the things that are burnt by the sun, but then the question was, what's novlos tamra? So we had a kasha about what novlos on that. Igud Amri. Some ask on this machlokas, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Ilfa the following. Vishnu Malamanda Amar, our Mishnah is understandable according to the Tashita who holds that novlos tamra that are mentioned in that Mishnah, I guess the Mishnah in Shrius was tamre de zika. Those are novlos that were cooked by the sun. Hainu de hacha karile novlos tama. That's why there's a difference between our Mishnah and that, and our Mishnah here and the Mishnah there. Here it's novlos tama, and there it's called novlos tamara. Alamanda amra bushle kamra. But according to Manda Amra, who says that novlos tamara means bushle, sorry, tamre de zika means the ones that fell off the tree. But according to my Dhamma, it says that it's bushli tamra, it's the ones that are cooked by the sun. Nisni idi novlos tamra, idi novlos tamra. Kasha, why is the Mishnah, according to my Dhamma, it means the same thing in both Mishnayos, yet it calls it different things in each Mishnah. So therefore, that why would we do that? So that's a kasha according to that explanation. Fine. Get to the meat of today's daf. Hainu lefan of minim harbe. So you have a lot of different food items in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there is amongst them Shivas Haminim, you had make the bracha on the Shivas Haminim, and that's going to potter anything that has the same bracha. But the Chachamim say Mevarach al Ezer b'Hinshe Yirtze. You can make a bracha on whichever one that you want. I mean, that one is going to potter something else. The Gemara says, stepping ahead a little bit, Amr Ula. Ula says, where is this machlokas? Machlokas b'Shabir Choseihem Shavos. The machlokas is how I said, if all the brachas are the same, you have all Borim Nei Eitz in front of you. So if you have all Borim Eitz in front of you, you don't have to make a bracha on each one. You can make a bracha on one and pop to the other ones. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, make a bracha on the one that's a Shivas Haminim. The Chachamim say, make the bracha on the one that you like better. Now what you like better is a machlokas, so that means what you like better at this moment, or what you like better over time, generally, and even though today, now, whatever, so whichever one you like better. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Min Shiva Adif, the one of the Shiva Haminim is more important, and therefore that takes precedence over Chavivus, and you make the bracha on that. The Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan are going to hold Min Chaviv Adif, the one that you enjoy better, the one that you like better, that's the one that you should make the bracha on. Aval, B'she'ein Birchosei and Shavos. But if they're different minim, right, they're different brachas, you have an Eitz and Adama and a Mazonos in front of you. She'ein Birchosei and Shavos, Divrei Hakol, all agree, meaning both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan agree, Mevarach alzeh v'chozer mevarach alzeh. You make a bracha on this one, and you go make a bracha on that one. That's fine, but who agrees to who? Like, which one goes first? Right, Mevarach alzeh, chozer mevarach alzeh. Rashi says, let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Shabir Chosein Shavos. He says, that's where the machlokas is. Zesim, olives, v'tapuchin, and apples. Yitaraya bo pri eitz. You bo liftor shtei bracha achas. You want to be pater each one, you know, with one bracha and be done. So Chaviv Adif, that's what the Rabbanan held. Eze Sheyirtze, whichever one you want. The Masnisin is a Chaviv olav mashma. The Mishnah is mashma Chaviv. But Avabu Sheim Rechoseim Shavos. If the brachas are not the same, Divrei Akol, all agree, ain bracha achas potrosan. You can't have one bracha, pater all of them, because they're different brachos. Vishuv ain ka machlokas, and there's no machlokas. So therefore, no machlokas what? Do you have to make Shivas Haminim first, or do you have to make Chaviv first? Which way, who's agreeing to whom in this case? It's more a little ambiguous, or a lot ambiguous. Rashi then asks, V'yafo gav ditnan birich el peiros ha'ilon bori pri adama yotza. Even we know, we just said yesterday, that if you make up on a fruit, you make a bori pri adama, right, that you're yotze, so therefore, why not here? Just make the bori pri ha'adama, and you'll be pater the vegetable and the fruit, right? Because a bori pri adama will work. So Gemara says, no, hainu minich b'chad mina. That's only if it's one min and v'tah, and you made a mistake, u'birich halav bori pri adama. About snown uzayis, right? But if you have snown, which I guess is ha'adama, and a zayis, which is a ha'eis, and ubirich ala tznon, and you made a bracha on the tznon, you're not going to pater the zayis. When we said yesterday that if you make ha'adama, pater something from an eitz, it's only if it's on one min and it's a mistake. But you can't do that lichatchila and then pater another one that has a similar bracha. Fine. So that's, now we just asked also, I was saying, who's motor to who? We said Divrei Hakol. So if you look at Tosos says, this is an incredibly chock full stuff. So we'll learn. Tosos says, Avol She'em Rechos Tavteim Shavos, it says, Peirus Rashi, like if they're not the same bracha, it's known, Vizayis, Peshuv ain't kamachlokos, no machlokos, kevan she'ein echad potes chaveiro. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, so he says Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the other case that you go by Shiva Saminim here with the brachos are not Shavos, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda mod, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be moded to the Chachamim, the ain't adifus for Shiva Saminim, that adifus Shiva Saminim doesn't take precedence, you go according to Chavivus. El Mavarachal Ezer Sheyir Chitchila, Hachaviv, Lord, make a brachon the Chaviv, the Achar Kach Yavarachal Sheni, and then you break brachon the Sheni. The Chenish Lefarish, the Rabbi Yehuda moded to the Chachamim, that Yehuda is going to be moded to the Chachamim, that makes sense. Ho of a low perish Gemara, since the Gemara is ambiguous, who agrees to who's being molded to whom, mutav sheyomer sheyachin molded la rabin. It makes more sense to say that the individual shita is holding is going to agree to the rabin. Velo rabin molded la yachid. That's so when he says the divrei kol, it means Rabbi Yehuda is being molded, and ein bechosim shavos. The way Tosfos is learning is that ein bechosim shavos means that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you go by chaviv and not by the shivas aminim. And then he asks. The Hikshah Rashi, to make the question that Rashi asks, the Lavarachal Stone of Liftor Es Hazayas, make a bracha on the radish, which is the Hadama, and that'll be Poter the Zayas, the Hatzlan El Berichal Apeos, the Elam Borpi Adama, Yotzav, the Tayrit, the Shani Hatzlam, Shin Shemelech Hamin, there's only one min, Vitov, the Briach, Borpi Adama, Haka, that's the same thing. The Im Tomar, he says, Vaha Armin El, Gabi Uvda de Bar Kapara, the Birchas Borpi Adama, Chashiva Tve Mishako, Lefishim Vureres Tve. We had a hierarchy of brachos, and we said that Hadama was more important, better bracha than Shakol, because it was more specific. Shakol was too general. So you had a choice. You're supposed to say Hadama before Shakol. So Imkin Gan Bor Priya Eitz, Chashiva Tvein, Brachas Kavri Hadama. So Bor Priya Eitz should be more specific than Bor Priya Hadama, because same logic. Bor Priya Hadama is more general, includes more things. Bor Priya Eitz is only specific and only includes an Eitz. Hadama includes both Hadama and Eitz. So therefore you should just say in this case that the Ha'eitz should come before the Hadama. He says, "V'yesh lomar delo chashav bor priyitz kol kach mi bor priyadama kemo shechashav bor priyadama mishahakol." I think the answer is he just says that it's not as more chashav there. It's hadama against shakol. Because there shakol is a completely general bracha. Here bor priyitz, yeah, at least he can pat bor priyadama. A bor priyitz is more specific than bor priyadama, and bor priyadama can pater or eitz. It's only a bit different situation. But really, it's two separate. They're the equivalent brachos. One is not going to, and therefore, just because Hadama can pater an eitz, doesn't mean the eitz is a more chashuv bracha, and therefore it should go first.
Where are you now?
I was in Tosos. Now I'm going back to the Gemara. Meisvei. Gemara asked a question. Now they're asking on Ula. Again, Ula said that their machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim was only when it was the same bracha, not when there were different brachas. So Meisvei. How you look fun of Tznon? So he has this radish, I guess, which is a Bor Pri Hadama. Vizayas, and he has in front of him at the same time, an aleph, which is a Bor Pri Eitz. Mivarech al Tznon, he makes a bracha on the Tznon, which is a Bor Pri Hadama, upoter it's a Zayas, and he paters the Zayas. Well, wait a second, that's not like Rabbi Ula said. Ula said that everyone agreed in that situation, you have to make multiple brachos. Right. Why here, Mishnah Sittumar says, what's going on? No, we're talking about here, it's a mixture, and the radish is the ikar, and the zayis is the tafel. So the ikar is going to be patra, the tafel, right? Rashi says, shahayat tznon ikar, shebishvilo hiskil achila. You want to eat the tznon, you want to eat the radish. Below achal zayis, el lahafik chorfol shel tznon. The only reason why you're eating the olive is to like sort of diminish the taste, right? The sharpness of the tznon. You're not eating the zayis for its own sake. It's for the purpose of the tznon. The havli is zayis tafel. Then we have a case of ikar v'tafel. Utnan, in a couple of days we'll learn, kol she ikar, if you imo tvele, if you ikar and tafel together, mevarech al ikar poter sa tvele. You just make one bracha on the main part of the item and not the tafel. So that's what's going on here. It's not a question on ula. Mar says, wait a second, ihachi, if that's the case that we're talking about a case of ikar and tafel, ema seifa, look at the seifa of the brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda om mevarech al zayis. Shazayis from Minshiva. Rudy says, no, you have a tznon and an olive, make a bracha on the olive, because it's from Minshiva. Well, wait a second. Two things. If it's ikar v'tafel, why would you ever be making bracha on the zayis? You shouldn't be making the bracha on the zayis if it's a tafel case. Clearly, it's not a tafel case. He said, the Gemara says, and the Gemara asks, lest later Rabbi Yehuda had etznan, kol she ikar v'imot tzela, mevarech ala ikar arvotra sa tzela. Doesn't he hold that ikar patra is a tzela? If you have a mixture, you make a bracha on the thing that you came to eat it for. So what's going on? So according to this, it's not a case of ikar v'tafel, and if it's not a case of ikar v'tafel, we're back to the idea that you make a bracha on the radish, and it patters the zayas, even though they're different brachos, and that's what goes in, which Ula said, that everyone agrees in that situation, you make a bracha, you go back and forth, and you make multiple brachos. So Gemara says, v'chi tema hacha nami de lesle, well maybe you see Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of ikar v'tafel, And that would answer the question. The Gemara says, Vatanya can't be, we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im machmos tznon ba hazayis. If the zayis is only coming in order to like be made to the time of the tznon, well then mevarech al tznon l'potter zayis. You just make a bracha on the tznon, on the radish, and you pocket the zayis. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds of the concept of ikar v'tafel. So we have a problem in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no. Le'olam b'tznon ikar askina. We're dealing with the case of ikar v'tafel. The tznon is ikar. So that, okay, if that's the case, if the tznon is ikar, then that's why you make a bracha on the tznon and it pocket the zayis. Well then what's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the shivas aminim, on the zayis? So the chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. What's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan? The pligi achrisi pligi. It's a different machlokas. The chisuri mechzer of a hachgitani. And it's a chisuri mechzer that we're missing the certain connecting words in the brice over here. It's interesting. I never saw this. The Masifta brings down, as we've shown them on the side, it brings down a Rabbeinu B'chai on Shmos, which explains chisuri mechzer, which is sort of how we always explained it. He says that it doesn't mean chisuri mechzer means that the Mishnah is deficient. It means that the Mishnayos were written at a time, or were composed at a time, when they were learning Baal Peh. So they had certain, these were just ways that to remember things, and then they would speak it out. Now that it was put down onto paper, and we don't have that oral that oral tradition, so we're focusing on the written text, and we don't remember the translation. So Chesuri Mechzer just means that it's our understanding that's Chesuri Mechzer. It's not the Mishnayos that are really missing anything. What? Veinu B'chaya, Shmos Lamedalid Chav Zayin. It's if you go on the last page on Mem Aleph from Aleph and the Masifta, it's the first. There's a thing called Mishnah we showing them on the side. It's over there. Okay. So Gemara says, what's the machlokas and how are we going to read it? V'hachi ketani. And this is how we're going to learn the Braisa. The Braisa reads as follows. Hayu lefanav tznon mezayis. You have a radish and an olive, right? So you have hadama and ha'itz. Mevarech ala tznon u'poter sezayis. You make a bracha on the tznon and you patu the tzayis. B'med var memorim. When does that work? That's missing, right? Kishat snon ikar, when you're talking case of ikar and tafel, when the radish, the olive is only there to diminish the taste of the sharpness of the snon, but the snon is what you want to eat. Aval ein had snon ikar, but if the snon is not ikar, I mean you want to eat both. You just want to eat both. Divrei Hakol, both Chacham and Yehuda agree, mevarech al zeh, v'chozer mevarech al zeh. You make a bracha on either one. You make the bracha that you want first, I guess, because that's what we're going to tell ourselves. So if you agree to the chachamim, then you make a bracha on the chavivas. And one is not going to potter the other, because they're different brachas. Ushnei minim ba'alma, shebi choseim shavas. But if I have two items that have the same bracha, then chacham is saying mevarach al ezer sheyirtzeh. You can make a bracha on whichever one you want, and then make a bracha on the other one. But Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarach al zayis, make a bracha on the zayis. Why? She zayis him in shiva, because the zayis comes from shivas aminim, and Rabbi Yehuda always holds, if you have a situation of two things that have the same bracha, you go based on what shivas aminim. Now within shivas aminim, you have to figure out which one will go first also. So that, let's say you have a zayis and a grape. Which one goes first? We'll see that later on. That goes based on the order of the pasuk. Okay. Pligi ba Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. There's a machlokes in Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha about our Mishnah. Chad Amar, one says, machlokes, the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda is v'shavir choseim shavos. It's only the case where you had a shivas aminim and a non-shivas aminim, and the brachas are the same, that Rabbi Yehuda savrim min shiva adif, that you go based on the shivas aminim, the Rabbanan savrim, the Rabbanan hold min chavav adif, you go based on what you want, what you like better. Avav ein b'chosein shavos, not the brachas are not the same. Divrei Hakol mevarach hazeh v'chos mevarach hazeh. That's how we had it. That's what Ula said. If they're not the different brachas, you just Rabbi Yehuda will, according to the way we're learning, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that you drop this idea of shivas aminim and you go according to chavivas. That's one of them. That seems to be the way Ula that we learned already. V'chad amar, but one says, he says, af b'she'ein b'chosein shavos. Even if their brachos are not the same, nami machlokas. They still have the machlokas. Meaning, if I have an eitz and I have an adama, Rabbi Yehuda says still, whatever is a shivas aminim is going to go first. But it makes the machlokas not like what Ula said. The machlokas makes no difference if it's the same brachos or different brachos. They always have the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says you go according to shivas aminim first, and the chacham will say go according to chavi first. So the Gemara says, bishlama laman da amar shebirchos sehem shavos machlokas. It makes sense according to the first Tana and according to Ula, who says their machlokas is only when they have the same brachos, but not when they have different brachos at Shapir. I understand why. Elomanda Amar, Shavos Pligi, B'mai pliki. He says, we know the answer already. Basically, he's saying, I understand according to my Dharma Sensei, Bir Hoseim Shavos, what they have a machlokas. So the machlokas with the Bir Hoseim Shavos, which one's going to pop to the other one? But the one who says, She'ein Bir Hoseim Shavos, that there's a machlokas, well, what's that machlokas? Everyone agrees you have to make two brachos. One's not going to pop to the other. So what's their machlokas? The obvious answer is, I'm Rav Yirmiya Lahaktin. The machlokas is which one you have to eat first. Right, which one you have to make the bracha on first? The machlokas is in hakdama. Granted, one is not going to be part of the other, but which one do you have to say first? And the Gemara says the Amar is a big machlokas here about this dalit. Do we include? Our Gemara has the dalit in here, so we're going to read according to that dalit. So the Amar means a proof. If it didn't have the dalit, it would be Amar. It would be an independent statement. But saying the Amar. So right now we're saying the Amar, which just means that according to the mind the Amar, that the machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim applies even when the brachos are not the same. Their machlokas is which one comes first. Which one do you have to make a bracha on first? We can just make a bracha on the Shiva Saminim first. And the Chachamim say, you make a bracha whichever one you want first. The Amar, and a proof to that, the Amar of Yosef, Itamer Rav Yitzhak, and some say Rav Yitzhak, Kol Hamukdam B'Pasuk Zeh. Whatever comes earlier in this Pasuk, the Pasuk of Shiva Saminim, which is Eretz, Chita, Seora, Geffen, Te'ena, Rimon, Eretz, Zeh, Shem, and Udvash. So whatever comes earlier in the Pasuk, Mukdam L'Bracha, that goes first. Since Shenemar, the Pasuk says, it's precedence by the location in the pasuk. So therefore, you see the whole idea here is precedence. Just like there's a precedence, machlokes over there is precedence, so too over here. Rashi says, the Amar of Yitzhak, Alma Kapdinan Ahakdama. We have an issue that we'll see that Hakdama, precedence, is something that we concern ourselves with. The Rabbi Yehuda is the Rabbi Yitzhak. Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold like Rabbi Yitzhak. Hilkach, so if we're going to make a distinction of precedence within the Shiva Saminim, Kol Shekein Hecha Dechad Labi Min Shiva, Dimin Shiva Adav. He's going to make this sort of Kol Shekein, if it's in Rashi. If it's within the seven Shivas Aminim, we have this idea of precedence. So between Shivas Aminim and non-Shivas Aminim, we're also going to have an idea of precedence. V'Rabban Leshpul De Rav Yitzhak, Rav Yonah, don't hold like Rav Yitzhak, with Machum Chaviv De Chaviv Adav. There's no idea of precedence. Well, there is an idea of precedence, but precedence is determined based on your Chavivus. And so we basically, in order to, and the Gemara then says, Pligi De Rav Nassan, this idea of that Eretz, Chita, Seora, Geffen, and Rimon teaches us a concept of precedence, argues on the Shita of Rabbi Nachman, Rav Rabbi Chanan, which we'll see in a moment. But it's very, I mean, it's very confusing, because right, we've come, huh?
Okay, we're just talking about Lahashim, do A or B first, and now we're saying, bring a pasuk about the order you're supposed to have, as opposed to...
Within the Shiva Saminim, everyone agrees, is the order. That's within Shiva Saminim.
It's not really the Amar, it's not the same point.
It's the Amar, no. So Rashi explains the Amar means. So just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's precedence within Shiva Saminim, Kol Shekein, if you have something that's not within Shiva Saminim, the Shiva Saminim is going to come first. There's going to be a concept of precedence, and therefore you have to make a bracha on Shiva Saminim. I mean, basically we come down, like, there are four ideas. I think there are four ideas about which bracha takes first, goes first. You have an idea within the bracha itself, which bracha is a more specific bracha, Hadama over Shakol. You have an idea of Shiva Saminim going first. We have an idea, we mentioned before, of a shalim piece goes over a broken piece. Then we have this idea of Chavivus. So all these things come to play when you want to go learn the halachos to figure out which bracha would come first. Just wash, right? Okay. So we just said that this pasuk of Eretz Chita Sora Geffen Tein Rimon, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold like that pasuk, and therefore he's going to have this idea of precedence, the Shiv Saminim coming first. But that idea argues on the Pliga de Rabbi Chanan. It argues on Rabbi Chanan. The Amar Rabbi Chanan, because Rabbi Chanan says on this pasuk of Eretz Chita, whatever, it's called a pasuk kulo l'shi'urin ne'emar. This whole pasuk doesn't teach us anything about precedence. It's like some halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai that teaches us about shiurim, about measurements. Well, this pasuk, you take each of the Shiva Saminim, teaches us another concept of measurements. Why? As follows. Because it says, chita. What does chita mean? What does chita come to teach us? What shiur is chita teaching us? Ditznan, we have a mission in Negoyim. Hanichnas lebayis hamenuga. Somebody walks into a house that's saras, right? It's bayis hamenuga. A bayis that has neged saras. The kalav al ksafav. And his clothing, he has certain clothing that he's not wearing. He's carrying them on his shoulder. The sandalav, the tabasav, the adav. For whatever reason, he's not wearing his jewelry. He's not wearing these shoes. He's holding them. Hu vehein tamei miyad. Both he and these kalim, which are now not on his body, become tamei immediately when he walks into the house. Hayalavush Kalav, the sandal of the Raglav, if he was wearing everything. I mean, he's not carrying everything. He's wearing the rings. He's wearing these sandals, these shirts on him. It's not a shirt that's brought and just held separately. Hu Tamei Miyad, he becomes Tamei immediately upon entering the house. V'hein Tohorin, Ache Yishev, Dichdei Achila Pras. And they are Tohor because he has the time of a Kedei Achilas Pras to get out. If he gets out before a Kedei Achilas Pras, then these items, the sandals and the rings that he's wearing, are going to be Tohor. So what is the Kedei Achilas Pras? Achilas Pras means the amount of time it takes you to eat half a loaf of bread, which is going to be one Suda. So the Gemara says, Kedei Achilas Pras is determined by Paschitin, Chita in that Pasuk. It's Paschitin, the Lo Pasaorim. It's determined by the amount of time it takes you to eat a loaf of wheat bread, not barley bread. I guess barley bread is eaten slower, apparently. And Mesava Ochlin. And it's the timing is based on the fact someone who eats Derech HaSeva and not someone who eats, you know, sitting up straight, which is, I guess, also a little slower, more relaxed eating, and Beliftan, and the amount of time it takes to eat it with some sort of condiment, right, that comes with the pot, with the bread, because that's, I guess, it gets eaten faster than if it's eaten by itself. Remember, in those days, the bread was much more coarse. You used to have things to come along with the bread to make it easier to eat. So that's what chita means. Seora, what measurement is seora? Ditznan, we have a Mishnah that says in Olos, Etzem kisaora mitame b'maga uvamasa ve'ena mitame b'ora. If you have a bone the size of a barley seed, of a saora, that bone is going to be mitame if you touch it or if you carry it. But if you're in the same oil with it, it's not big enough to be mitame. It has to be bigger than an etzem kisaora in order to be mitame. Gefen, what measurement do we learn from a gefen? Kedei revius l'gayin l'nazir. It teaches you that a nazir who's not allowed to eat or have any sort of wine products, if he eats, you know, any of these wine products, the size of a revius, then he's mechayev for eating that, lest he wouldn't be. Te'ena, what does te'ena teach us? Ki gigarogres lehotzah Shabbos. It teaches us the size of something that you would carry out on Shabbos to be chayev for hotzah. If it's smaller than that, you're not chayev for hotzah. What's rimon? Rimon teaches you ki ditznan. The idea is also here, if you have a kli, and the kli becomes tameh, but the kli gets ruined, or just at what point in time is the kli ruined enough that it loses its same kli and it's no longer tameh? So the idea is that you had a kli become tameh, you got a hole in it. How big of a hole does the kli have to have in order to be considered ice kli? And therefore, it's not going to be; it's going to lose its shame tuma. So rimon kiditznan kol kli bali batim. So the kelim of a homeowner. Apparently also the kelim of a homeowner is more. Keeps him longer. A storekeeper, as soon as it has a hole, it's no longer good for him because he wants to sell it. A homeowner is going to try to reuse. So if he has a hole this small, he's going to start using it for something else, and he'll keep using it for something bigger. So ko kli balabatim shi'urun kirimonim. Once it reaches the size of a rimon, of a pomegranate, then even the homeowner won't, you know, reuse it for something else. That's too big. It loses its shame kli, and therefore it would then be tahor. It would lose its tumah status. Eretz Zay Shemen, what's Zay Shemen? Right, Zay Shemen is the olive oil. Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Eretz Sheshko Shi'ure Kazesim. The land where all its measurements are based on an olive. Kol Shi'ure based on an olive. We just had all these Shi'ure that are not based on an olive. He says, Kol Shi'ure Kalkazaitich, Havaha Ikanach Damaran. We have all the ones that we just listed, plus there are other ones that are not kind of olives. Right, so it means, Ela Eretz Shero Shi'ure Kazesim. Most of its Shi'urim are Kazesim. Others say that Rove, the Shi'urim for Achila, are based on a kazayas. Most shirin kaila are based on a kazayas. What's dvash? Again, dvash is also from dates. It's honey. It's date honey. That's kikoseves hagasa biyom kippurim. So the dvash means the size of a date. That's what you be chayv karis for if you ate on Yom Kippur, because that's a satiating amount. It's not just a kazayas. It's a higher. It's more. That way you be chayv. So the idach. What about Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak argued on Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Yitzchak said this pasuk teaches us an idea of kedima in the brachos. Whichever is first in the pasuk has to be said first. Where does he learn all these shiurim from? So he responds, what are you talking about? Hani shiurim behedjim iksivi? What do you mean, where am I learning these shiurim from? Are these shiurim written specifically in the pasuk? You're making a drasha out of the pasuk. It's out of left field, pretty much. Elam midrabanan. All these drashos are just a dindrabanan. Ukra, and this pasuk, it's not teaching us. It's in the Smach de Balma. It's what they're using as a sort of a to hang their hat on. But that's not a Deoraisa, so I don't need that Pasuk for that. I'm going to teach you something real from the Pasuk. I think the other way, I guess, and Rabbi Chanan doesn't learn this idea of Kedima when it comes to the Brachos of the Shiva Saminim because he's learning this pasuk for something else. I think here it's a machlokas, but I think here it just means it's a derabanan. It's a derabanan, and trying to find some pasuk to sort of say that to hint towards that. Sometimes the smachta means sometimes because he says kol shiurim mi derabanan. Sometimes you see a smachta meaning oh no, it's just a smachta, and it rises to a higher level drasha.
Because in Tahara, and you're talking about hekesh or something like that, then the size shouldn't be affected by who the owner is.
No, that I don't think so. That the owner because. Bitul Kli is based on Machshava. So depending on who you are, you have a different Machshava. Being Mevatel Kli from whether it's Tahar or Tameh depends on whether or not this is considered a Kli anymore. How is it considered a Kli? I mean, we're getting off topic. That's the Mishnah in Taras. But whether or not a Kli is going to be Tameh or Tahar, it can lose its Tumah status based on the ownership. Who owns it, and do they consider this a Kli anymore? That's the Mishnah in Taras. Yeah, it'll go away. It'll go. What the shear is, that's a derabanan.
So if a shop owner gives something to a Baal Bais, then it's going to change status?
I would think perhaps if he buys it, I would think maybe yes. I don't know. When we learn the Mishnayos and Taharos and Dafyomi, we'll go into that. But I would think, yeah. I think at the shop owner's house, it's Tahar. Now that someone buys it, and he's going to be using it, he's now in his mind it becomes a Kli. Whatever the rules are, that it can become a Kli again.
To Rabbanim? Or
I don't know. When we do Taharas, we'll figure it out. So he says,
no, when it comes to a Kli being broken or having a hole,
yes.
Now
we get that from Rav Kama.
Well, we know that Dvash means it's date honey. It's the date. The Dvash is the date. Elsewhere they learn that Dvash is the date. Whatever you need to know, the Dvash is the date. Okay, off topic, we're not going to finish. Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna and Yasmin Yisrud Lasa. Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna are sitting at a meal. Have a Yosvei Misudasa, Rav Yosvei Misudasa, Asul Kane Tamrei Virimonim. They bring in front of them dates and pomegranates, which have the same bracha, right? They're both Bori Priya Eks. Right? And they're both Shiva Saminim. Right? They bring in front of Tamrei Virimonim. Shakil Rav Hamnuna brich atamri bereisha. So comes Rav Hamnuna, and then it's a bracha on the dates first. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chisda asks him, Lo sri leman lemar lahad Amar Rav Yosef. Do you not hold Rav Yosef says, V'item Rav Yitzchak kol hamuktam b'pasuk zeh kol lebracha. Whatever earlier in the bracha goes first. Well, let's look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Eretz chita seora gefen. I just want to read the pasuk.
Geffen.
A second, I know you guys have it. I don't have it. Eretz chita v'sora geffen te'ena urimon eretz zeh shemen u'dvash. So the te'ena is right. The te'ena is first. Right. That's the
te'ena is the fix.
Yeah. So sorry. He had tamri. He has the dvash. Yeah. He has the dvash, which is last in the pasuk.
Right.
Which that should be last, but he makes the bracha on that first. Why? So he answers, Amalei, Zeshenil Eretz, Zechamishle Eretz. No. There's two Eretzes in the Pasuk. The dates are only two after the second Eretz. It's Eretz Zeshem Ruzash, so that's two. And the Rimon is after Chit Zor Gefen Tein or Rimon. It's five.
Or
if you have to take into Chashivas, also takes into consideration how close it is to either of the words Eretz in the Pasuk. So therefore, the Te'ena, which is the Dvash, is only two after Eretz. And the Rimon is five after Eretz, so the Te'ena will come first.
Now, no one explains why the pasuk is breaks it like that with two Eretz, right?
No one that I saw for today's preparation of Daf Yomi.
Great.
Okay.
After
what?
Yes, counselor.
All right. So he asked, I got to give the question answer. So Amrolay, or, I don't know. How's that? So Amrolay, so he says back to him, right, Zeshin Eretz, Chamishla Eretz. He says Amrolay, he says back to Rav Nuna, Man Yahavlon Nagore de Parzula Vinishma Einech. We should have legs of iron that we should, I guess our legs should be bound by iron to completely always follow you, to listen to your Divrei Torah. I mean, what wonderful words that you just said to us. Al Mikado. Okay. Itmar. Fine. Itmar. Heviu Lifnehem Te'enim V'anovim V'tochasuda. Okay, so now we have the question of what's going to go on. As we said before, that if I have two minim that don't have the same bracha, I make a bracha on each min v'min. Because one, the bracha of one min doesn't potter the bracha from the other min. Now that's stam when you're just, I guess you're snacking. Now there's a sugya that's going to bring up if we have a su'uda. I washed. So you washed, you have pas, which is the main staple. Once you make the bracha of hamotzi, what does that bracha of hamotzi take care of? What does that potter? You have to make brachas on everything else. Yes, I know what we pass and like what we do. Everything's a development, so we have to see it in the Gemara. And if the Gemara, one of the Rishonim, says something that we don't do, it's okay, because that's their shita. Okay? So, Itmar. After, you know.
Hedge.
Right. So, Itmar. Heviu lefneyem te'enim va'anovim b'sol kasuda. So he has te'enim and anovim, and they eat that within the meal. He brings some fruit during the meal. He already washed. So, Amar Rav Huna says, te'unim bracha lefneyem. You have to make a bori priya eitz on them because they're not going to be tafel to the pot, right? The ancient in bracha achareim, but they don't need their own separate bracha of ala michya afterwards. The benching will take care of it. B'chein amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says also tunim bracha lifnei and the ancient in bracha achareim, bracha rishona but not bracha achrona, not their own bracha achrona. Rav Sheshes amar, Sheshes says no tunim bracha bein lifnei and bein achareim. They'll need a bracha both before and after. They're considered separate from the bread. They have their own bracha rishona. They'll have to make it. So according to Rav Sheshes, you're going to wash, make hamotzi, make a bor priates, bench, and make an ala michya, you know, afterwards. But why does he say that? The only thing, everything that you make a bracha rishona requires its own bracha achrona, except for pasa baba kisnin. What is pasa baba kisnin? So Rashi says, pasa baba, we learn according to Rashi, then we'll go according to Tosfos, so we have time. Rashi says, pasa baba kisnin, la'achar achila. This is after you ate, u'birkas hamazon, and after you benched, hayurugil lahavi kisnin, then kleos. He used to bring these sort of nuts. Lefisha yachin lalei, because they're good for the heart. Hani kisni the maloliba. Umevinamam pashin alushim tavim kim uvlish shalanu. The Asia Ocean Committee Purim, they used to make some designs out of them. Umetoshin nosni batavim harbe. They used to put a lot of spices in things. Rashi, these are all these things that are eaten after you benched already. So you have to have all these spices that goes in, mushkedim and nuts. Umaachla muat, and you ate a small amount. Lo to una bracham ein gimel. Didn't need an ala michya afterwards. But maybe you need a bori nefashos afterwards. Remember, the Gemara oftentimes says that you don't need, meaning that no bracha achrona means bori nefashos. Meaning the habi pasa ora. So he says, so that Rashi says a pasa baba kisnin means these small little dessert things that came after you benched. Those things, even though you make a bracha rishon on them, don't require a bracha achrona. Machlokes whether that means no ala michya or even, but it still needs a bori nefashos or nothing at all.
Because
Rashi says because they have all these spices in it, you don't need a small amount. You wouldn't eat a shear. You wouldn't eat a shear. Okay, so we have three levels here. When you
so
have the fruit,
a small amount that doesn't have a share. What's the difference when they bring it to you?
Well, Jesus explaining what they are. That's what the case is. That's what pasavav kisnin means, and that's why these pasavav kisnins were not yet a bracha achrona. If you had it any time, he's just saying any situation where you have a bracha beforehand, you need a bracha achrona, except the case of pasavav kisnin, which is an example of a case where you're not eating the shear, but. Uplihi de Rabbi Chiya. And all these Amorim arguing with Rabbi Chiya. The Amar, Rabbi Chiya says, Pas poteres kol mini machal, similar to what we do, the bread potters everything in the meal, and yayin poter kol mini mashkim, and yayin potters all the drinks. So we have three shitos, basically. Right? We have Rav Huna Rav Nachman, who says it needs a bracha before, the fruit needs a bracha beforehand, not after. We have Rav Sheshes, who says it needs a bracha both beforehand and the bracha afterwards. And then we have Rav Chiya, who says they don't need a bracha at all. Okay. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, here's the hilchasa, here's the halacha. Dvarim habayim acham asuda. Things that come because of the suda. Machlokas Rashi tells us what that means. Things that come because of the suda, besocha suda, and they're brought in the meal, ain't tuna bracha lofneim lochreim. The bread takes care of that. Shalom machmas asuda. If they're brought not because of the suda, ubetocha suda, but and they brought in the meal, they're tuna bracha lofneim, and they ain't tuna bracha lochreim. They need a bracha rishon, not a bracha achrona. La achra suda, things are brought after the meal, tuna bracha bein lofneim, bein lochreim. Need a bracha both before and a bracha afterwards. What does that mean? Let's read Rashi, and then we'll read Tosos, because we have time. Okay, so Rashi says, start with the halacha says that Amar Papa Hilchos Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda B'Tocha Asuda Ein Tunim. So Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. What's that? Lelafis Rashi.
Where are you?
Rashi. The Rashi Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. It's towards the bottom of the short lines. Got it. Okay. Dvarim habayim machmas suda. Right? That's lulafas behemas apas. These are things that are basically condiments for the bread. They're eaten along with the bread. They have to be eaten with the bread. Ain tunin bracha. They don't need a bracha rishona. The habi lutfela becomes a case of ikra ritafel. It's sort of like, I guess, if you're making a sandwich. You put a piece of salami on the sandwich. It doesn't need its own bracha. Hilka, ko midei bein mazon, bein peros, she heviu lilafton. If you, anything that you brought, whether it's food item, like a meal, like meat, or fruit, and it's coming to accompany the bread, you're eating it together with the bread, eimbo bracha lolofon of lochar. It doesn't have a bracha before and afterwards. Shalom machmas asuda betoch asuda. If you bring things that don't come for the meal, during the meal, you can go in daisa, or you bring some sort of oatmeal. V'chein kruv, or vegetables, v'tardin she'en lifton, that they don't come along with the bread. You're not eating it with the bread. Uboyin l'mazim l'sova, it's just the meal, but it's not coming with the bread. There, Rashi says, tunin bracha b'lifneim. You need a bracha rishona before him. So basically, if you had, according to Rashi, if you had your bread, and then you're having your second course, you're just having a piece of steak, to make a bracha on that, because that's not l'laftan bo'asapas, according to Rashi. That needs a bracha lifneim. The lo lachareim, you don't need a bracha achrona, Rashi says, dimine mazim ninu, birchus ha-mazim potrach. These are mazim, these are things that are satiating you, and then patin birchus ha-mazim would work. But dvarim haragim levo achar asuda, but things come that typically come after the meal. Kegon peros, like fruits. Afilo hevim besoch asuda, shalom achmas lifton. These things that they typically don't come in the meal. They come later. They come after the meal. But you brought them during the meal, but they're not coming to eat with the bread. So those two in bracha bein lefnei and bein lecharein. Those need a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. That's according to Rashi. Tosos here argues. Tosos says as follows. And if we read Tosos, it'll sound more familiar to us. Tosos says, right, Tosos di bermachas machil hilchaso devorim adboim betoch asuda machas asunda. Okay? Got it? Yeah, okay. Perish unconscious. What is darim adboim machmas asuda betoch asuda? Rashi says it's the lafas behenes apas. It's things that come along with the bread. Things that you're eating with the bread at the same time as the bread. Ain tunin bracha de havilu tefela. Because it's tafel and they don't need a bracha. Tosos says veloni hira. That doesn't make sense to me. De im kain mas nisen hi. Well, then, if that's the case, then what is Rav Papa teaching us? We already learned that in a Mishnah that says, Mevarech ala ikar upotras ha-tvela. We know that ikar patras ha-tvela. But here we're trying to teach you something new, that the bread patras something else. If you're just talking about ikar v'tafel, it's not new. We already know that in the Mishnah. The od kasha, and another kasha, the parak v'samach, we're going to see later, yayin nami niftrei pas. The wine should also become patra from the pas. Umay kasha. Why would that be a question? V'alo kishasosin ha-yayin, ain't a tefela pas. When you drink the wine, that's not a mixture with the bread. It's not a case of ikar v'tafel. If the whole thing is a case of ikar v'tafel, why is there a shaila about whether or not bread should pat the wine? Of course it shouldn't. It's not a case of ikar v'tafel, right? He says a little further, but od kasha, masha perish Rashi, another kasha, on what Rashi explains, dvarim habayim lo machmas suda b'tochak suda. He says things that don't come along with the suda, I mean things that don't accompany the bread, come within the meal, could go in dice of a tardian karuv. She ain't about to lift on a boiling zone, so to brach of neyam, the lap tfeilin, and the whole thing is not because of tfeila, o miu peturin mi birchos amazon, the mizani mi mazonino. Right? Rashi said that things that you eat during the meal that don't come with the bread, my example was a piece of steak later on in the meal, those don't require bracha rishona, but those require bracha rishona, but not a bracha chrona, according to Rashi. He says, lo nihira, that doesn't make sense. Darmina be masnistim, we said in our Mishnah, barich ala pas, Pateres ha-parperes. If you made bracha on the bread, you pater this parperes. Ugmar refarish hu adin komai sekadeva. That includes anything that's cooked, all cooked items, which goes against Rashi, but Rashi said even if it's not with the bread, it's not pater. So therefore, if you go further down, alkein perish ri. So what does the ri explain? What is dvar mabayim machmas asuda b'toch asuda, which Rashi said meant that it comes and accompanies the bread? He says, Kloma haragilim lavo machmas asuda b'pas. When you typically have a meal with bread, the food items that typically come to the meal. The meat, the potatoes, the things, the salad, the things like that, right? Sheregvim lachem ima pas. We go in basar, v'dogim, v'chob and ekadera, the meal. V'evim asol chasuda, ain't tunin brach lifnei melachare. And they don't need a brach rishona or a brach rachrona. Afilo achem betol chasuda, lifnei asem b'lo pas. Even if you took the bread off the table and you're eating them without the pas, it's still part of the meal. The kevon, the mishum hapas, ain't boin, hapas b'krosan. Since they're only coming because we're having the meal with the bread, the brach on the bread patters them. Avad varim she ain't darkon levo b'toch asuda, with things that you don't typically bring within the meal, like desserts or fruits. Homachloks about Bismanazeh, whether or not that's the case. Kigon, Tamarin, Verimonim, Vishar Kol Peros, which in Tosos is time, Shein Regalim, Lafen, Spenas Hapas, that would mean a bracha lefneim. So a lot of people, when it comes to dessert, they make a bracha, Rishona. Some people, even when it comes to the fruit, in the beginning of the meal, they'll make a bracha Rishona, even after you have the bread. The cave and the lav Mishum Lifton, Asu, Ein Apas, Baltrasan, the bread does not potter them. And that's La Achar Suda. La Achar Suda, Rashi said, was legitimately after you benched. You had like these little things after you benched. He says, Tosa says, no, that can't be. He says, Achar Suda, B'hachi Beirusha, Im Hiveyu Dvorim Shiz Karnu, La Achar Suda. If you brought these things after the meal, which meant, Peirush La Achar, Shemoshkos Yedeim in a pas. What that means was that you finished the meal. In those days, they had, remember, they ate on the tables. You finished the meal, they pulled away the table. They pulled everything away. So you're done, but you haven't benched yet. And then they bring something else. In that situation, Tosu says, you would have to make a bracha, separate bracha Rishona and bracha Achrona. But Tosu says, V'achshav ein lano din zeh. We don't have this din. De'ein ha-min ha-glano limshok yodim pas klad ala achar brechaz amazon. For us, we don't stop the meal until benching. They are pulling away the tables was a hard stop. Our hard stop is after benching. Tosfos says, even if you have dessert, so yeah, you might have made a bracha Rishona, you don't have to make a separate bracha Achrona. How are we paskin? A lot goes on, spend a little more time, but at least now we have the background as the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and how to explain this so we can understand how the halacha develops.
This is just talking about the Metzias and how they structured their meal?
It seems to be.
No, that's just for the end. The meal is still in
machlokas,
it still exists. If you bring fruit in the middle of the meal...
Well, that's not his question. How they set it up seems to be based on what was done with the meal. So maybe Bizman is there, things could change.
So,
maybe because now we do have fruit appetizers. Maybe that's included.
This is the rabbi's share a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
Just on this.
Okay.
So, it's not that clear what his answer was.
Right. I don't think there is a clear answer.
It's not so clear.
I don't think there is a clear answer. I don't think there is a clear answer.
The shoe that he gave two shoes on Pasa Parakisne, and I still
all right. Okay, so Sha'alu as Ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma, Mipnei Ma Amru, why did they say this idea, Dvar Rabbi Machmas Asuda, Betoch Asuda, Intun Bracha Lolof Neim Lo Acharayim? Why those things? Why does the meat, according to Tosos, not need a Bracha Rishon or Bracha Achrona? Amar Lehet, the Gemara says, Holo Paspol Kratan. You made a bracha on the bread. The bread's the focus of the meal. That potters everything else. Versus ihachi, if that's the case, yayin nami niftar apas. Wine should also become potter. It comes along with the meal. Everyone has wine at their meal. At least they should. Everyone has wine at their meal. No argument there. So therefore, it should also become potter. You shouldn't have to make another bori piya guffin in the meal. So Gemara says, no, shani yayin. Yayin is different. Why? The goring bracha la'atzmo. It requires its own bracha. Rashi says, what does that mean? The kama mekomos hupa. Wine comes in many different situations. And you make a bracha on that wine. Wine is a certain thing. It has a certain chashivas. In certain situations, even though you don't want wine, you have to have wine. So therefore, it has a chashivas, and after it will have its own bracha. That's what Rashi says. Tosu says, shani yayin de gorim bracha atzma towards the bottom of Tosos. Quotes Rashi, the Baharbe Mekomos, who bought Mavarchan of Afapish, ain't Srich Nishtos, go Mekiddish, or Birchos Erison. That's Rashi's. What is Brachel Atu? Rashba Perish. The Rashba I don't think means like the Rashba we have in the separate book. It's a Balitosos. I'm not sure who it is. The Rashba Perish, Mishim, the Tzarek, Lavarach, Ayayan, Bor Pia Gafen, Ubitchila, Kishuba, Novim, Bor Pia Eitz. Now, wine is different because it changes its status. Since it has a special Tashivas that originally, in its original state, it's Bor Pia Eitz. And now it's wine state, it's Bor Pirgafen, shows the chashivas of Bor Pirgafen, it's not going to become putter with the bracha of the Hamotzi. That's the Rashba. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam says, Dibishar mashkin komayin v'sheichar boi machasud l'paspot rasan. Now, when other drinks in the meal, the bread takes care of it. That fuel yayin hayapoter. Even if you just made a bracha on wine, it would potter all the other drinks as well. He loved the kovei bracha atzma. In other words, he says just to make sure that you know that if you're having water during the meal, you don't have to make a shak on that either. Because if you had bread, that's okay. And even if you didn't have bread, but you're only having wine, the bracha on bor pir gafen will potter all the other drinks as well. But then he says v'lokim achzer vitri, not like the matzah vitri, who says that you have to make a bracha on the water every time during the meal. If you, according to the Masavitri, I drink the water, and then I put it down, and now I have some food. I have a hefsek between each time that I'm eating, drinking the water, so every time I pick up the cup of water again, I would have to make another bracha. There was another issue the rabbi gave, which was unclear afterwards, about what the halakha is. Okay, the halakhas are unclear. All right.
You shouldn't drink water during the meal, according to the
rabbi. So he says, don't make a separate bracha on any of the drinks that come during the meal. That the bread potters everything. And the wine potters all of the other drinks. It is the head mashkim. They become ikr and tafa, which is interesting. It's not ikr and tafa is using a mixture. Why they're saying ikr and tafa here, I don't know. Drinks that come during the meal. Shabbat mishpila pas that come for the bread, lisharos hamachal to help you better with swallow the food. Vigam iyach shalachila bloshtiyo, you can't eat without drinking. You're supposed to drink. Hilchok pas potron chut in the ayin. The pas takes care of it except for the wine. The wine has to have its own bracha, and then the wine will take care of all the drinks also. But now he says, v'la high time anicha masha anu mevarchim pesach ala chazeres ala chilas moro levad shalolu machshim amai im mevarchim nami bor piyadama. Why, when it comes to the maror, we just say al achilas maror, and we don't make a bori pi adama on them. So he says, hasam kaven amai im avakanami bori pi adama. Ube bori pi adama the shar yirakos. But if you have other vegetables, right? If you make we don't potter them. Okay, like we know hasam kaven ika gada v'halo asach adas. It's hesach adas.
No, that's the reason why we say in advance and by
have in mind. Right. I know. So Gemara says, what's the reason why? He's different reason. He says, why don't you make a bor piyadama? He said, actually, there is a hesek hadas, right? There's a whole hesek of the Haggadah. So he says, the reason he gives, came in the Rachmana Kava Chova, since there's a Chova that you have to have Moror, because it says, Al-Matos Umorim Yochluhu, then the maror doesn't need its own bracha of achilas maror because it's coming lalafos as a pas, the matzah. It's part of the meal of the matzah, and therefore the hamotzi, covers the birchas hanenin of the maror. Not like we said that the original, we always say, oh, the bor piyadama and the karpas, have in mind the maror that you're going to have later. According to Tosos, you don't even need that. The bracha on the maror of the bor piyadama on the maror is taken care of by the bracha that you just made on the hamotzi on the bread.
Even without Torah requiring it, still the adama would be covered by pas anyway.
It's only because the Torah says it's part of the meal. So then the hamotzi covers it. If it's not part of the meal, the hamotzi is not going to cover it.
So it's part of the meal.
No. We make it part of the meal because the Torah says it's part of the meal.
I did say thing.